All right, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Cup of Joe with CEO. I'm your host, Cole Watkins, and today we have our new CEO, Jay Roberts. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Cole.
This is Jay's first Cup of Joe since taking over a couple months ago. As most of you have already seen, Wayne Brown unfortunately passed away back in March. And we are as busy as normal, running on all cylinders. Jay's done a great job so far. And yeah. What are your thoughts on your first Cup of Joe? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Inspired by Adventure podcast, bringing you the adventure across the airwaves.
So, Jay, let's just go ahead and start talking about you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about you and getting started with Aggressor and getting to this point now.
Sure. So, I began my career with Aggressor little over 20 years ago, so in 2002, I started as a photo pro, and at that time, we didn't call them cruise directors, but that's kind of what I was, and a relief captain as well, on the Cocos Island Aggressor. So fantastic place to start my career and journey, obviously, but started there and moved into the Caribbean after a year. And worked as a relief captain and captain there for many years. And then in 2016, moved up to the corporate headquarters with my family and kind of started out in the operations department as operations manager, and then have been kind of behind the scenes, making sure that everything's running on all cylinders, as Cole mentioned, and keeping all the destinations open and running, and have been doing that since. And of course, now as CEO, we've got lots of exciting things still on the horizon.
Yeah, and it has not slowed down a bit. So we got all kind of stuff, especially on the liveaboard side, to talk about today. We've got new boats, we've got new itineraries, we've got boats moving to different itineraries. So let's just go ahead and hop into it. First off, the Belize Aggressor 5. So this is the Bahamas Aggressor 1. It's going to wrap up this summer here at Tiger Beach. It's wrapping up its last couple charters, and it's going to move down to Placencia, which is south of Belize City, and start doing a Belize South itinerary that'll go to Placencia dive sites around there and Glover's Reef. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So we're really excited about having this destination there. Over the last few years, we have run charters out of Belize City on the Belize Aggressor 3. We've run down to the Glover's Reef area, and we've had lots of great feedback from our customers. And so we decided, hey, the next best decision is let's make it full time. So we have the Bahamas Aggressor that's moving down to start its journey on July 25th of this year. So we've got already have lots of bookings, and it's going to be a special itinerary. Not only is it Glover's Reef, but we have a few other little stops along the way. So we've got South Water Key, we have Laughing Bird Key, and we have the Gladden Spit area, which is known for the schooling Kubera snappers, and as well as the groupers, and then turtle sightings. And it's really unique location. And of course, since it's down in the Placencia area, fantastic small community that's got a great home dock, and makes it easy to board. And then at the end of the trip, you can do some other excursions that are typically in that area in our detours program. So really excited to have this destination.
It's really exciting. You know, we've done a handful of charters on the Belize Aggressor 3 to experience this Glover's Reef area, and they've had great things to say, so we're making it full time. So just so everyone understands, the Belize Aggressor 3 and 4 will be staying in Belize City, doing Lighthouse Reef and all that it's been doing for many years. And now the Belize Aggressor 5 will be in the south. 4 hours or so drive, 2 hours south, what is it?
Yeah, so if you're making your way from Belize City, it's just over 2 hours to drive. And of course, there's flights available.
Okay.
And much quicker to get there by air.
And the and don't worry about those that love the Bahamas. The Bahamas Aggressor 2 will still be there in Nassau and Tiger Beach for for its schedule. All right, so let's move over to the Indo-Pacific area and the Coral Triangle and talk about the Philippines Aggressor 1 that has recently announced the Coron itinerary and also the 10-night Coron to Batangas itinerary. This looks awesome.
Yeah, this is another one of these that allows us some special areas of diving. So the Coron itinerary is going to operate from November to December, and lots of wreck diving. So those that want to get their wreck diving on, mm-hmm. you can head to this destination. These were old wrecks from World War II, mm-hmm. and of course, they're thriving with all kinds of formations, coral formations on the wrecks, and as well as the schools of fish and that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. the part of this itinerary also includes Apo Reef, which mm-hmm. is the second largest reef system in the world. So not only are you going to be able to do some amazing wreck diving, but then also you can hit the Apo Reef area.
That's really cool. So that will be the 7-night itinerary. That's in November
Correct.
And December. And then in January, February, it'll be 10 nights. And
that's right.
They will add on to those too by doing...
So Batanga will be the mm-hmm. add-on there. Mm-hmm. And so... again, great itinerary for seven nights, but now you can add in Batanga for the 10 night yeah. and hit all three.
Yeah, yeah. And up there, there's the Verde Islands that's in that area too that I hear is supposed to be really good.
That's right.
So the way that Philippines Aggressor 1 will work, it will be at point A to B and B to A.
That's
how
right.
it's going to operate those 2 months. So that looks really exciting too. All right, let's move over to the Red Sea. The Red Sea Aggressor 4, no itinerary changes, but we have a new Red Sea Aggressor 4 with a bright new color scheme.
Right. So the Red Sea Aggressor 4, this yacht I actually had the opportunity to visit while it was under construction a year ago. Mm-hmm. And a fantastic vessel. I mean, mm-hmm. this thing is 138 feet long, 29.5-foot beam.
Wow.
26 passengers, so still keeping within the number count as before, but just a larger vessel with amazing staterooms and all the luxury amenities that everyone is always looking for in an Aggressor mm-hmm. Adventures destination.
Yeah.
This has got it, and has that beautiful turquoise color scheme,
yeah.
which just is fantastic during the sunsets there in Red Sea. If you've ever been to Red Sea during the sunsets, absolutely amazing. And now you've got some really cool photo ops with this color scheme.
You're gonna see us coming.
Really excited about this
gonna,
one too.
You're gonna see us coming and going in that big old liveaboard. We'll talk about the staterooms and how large they are. We've got some interesting news with the Cocos Island Aggressor regarding solo staterooms. Something new and a little revolutionary that we're getting to. So
that's
tell us
right.
about that.
So this came about, the owners of the Cocos Island Aggressor wanted to make their arrangement a little bit different on board their vessel, mainly because they were getting some feedback from customers as well. And so the marketing and reservation team here at Aggressor Adventures put their heads together and came up with the solo stateroom, which is a concept specifically for that single traveling diver that wants their own stateroom, and they can now get it on board the Cocos Island Aggressor.
That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Well, getting off the liveaboards there, let's move over to our friends over at Maurice. So you may have seen some recent promotions we've been doing a little bit with them, but we've just recently announced that we're going to bring back Demo Weeks, which has always been one of our really popular unique adventures. So Demo Week will be on the Bahamas Aggressor 2 January 23rd to 30th of next year, And tell us about the demo weeks. Have you actually been on one yourself?
I've been on a few of the demo weeks over the years, and I can tell you a lot of fun. For this one, there will be two representatives from Mara's that are on board, and they bring with them all kinds of swag and new gear and new equipment that has been fully tested, ready to go to market, but they may have a couple items that have never been seen yet. And if you book this trip, you'll be able to see it, dive it, experience it, and then maybe walk away with a fantastic door prize. But lots of fun. Always great to partner with Mara's and those that are into this type of thing with checking out the gear. This is for you.
This is, you try before you buy.
Try before you buy.
Yeah, just like your car.
That's right.
Give it a test drive. All right. Well, next, Jellyfish Lake. We're gonna go over to Palau. So Jellyfish Lake is back reopened. Tell us a little bit about how they do their breaks to let the population build back up. That's kind of been what's been going on there.
Lately. So, you know, some have noticed, our customers have noticed, obviously, that Jellyfish Lake was not part of the get off the boat during the charter week for a little bit now, and that was by design. So the local operators and guides had noticed that the population was declining just a bit, and so in order to have that population rebound, they put a stop to any interaction. And of course, it's worked.
Yeah.
So now it's reopened, and the numbers are incredible with the amount of jellyfish that are there. So this is something that to be a good steward, you sometimes have to pause and allow Mother Nature and the ecosystem to return, and that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, so we're excited to have that land tour back with the Palau Aggressor too. It's already such a great trip as is, but having that that land excursion is a lot of fun too. If you want to learn more about that, we did just recently post a great blog. You can find that on Aggressor's blog site to learn a little bit more about Jellyfish Lake. In closing, we're kind of rolling quickly here. In closing, we want to talk about our upcoming shows. Captain Tom, if you are in the Long Beach area, you can go see Captain Tom May 30th through 31st. He will also be at the Scuba Show in Atlantic City in New Jersey, June 6th through 7th. Come by, he can talk to you about any destination that you might have interest in, and try to get you booked on a trip. And yeah. We went through. Hey, you didn't mess up on your first try.
Well, you know,
we're rolling.
Well, and I'd like to say thank you to all of our customers, and you know, we are still at the forefront of all of our vision of what is Aggressor Adventures, and we thank you for all those that travel with us, and look forward to seeing you on many more adventures with us.
Yes, thank you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Inspired by Adventure podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't already, please subscribe through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.